This is Al Simpson. Old Commander-in-Chief wannabe Bill Clinton can't tell the difference between a Patriot missile and a New England Patriot. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, being Commander-in-Chief is the most critical role of the President. It's a role George Bush has played to near perfection. His leadership made it possible for the United States to succeed with a new defense strategy that emphasized nuclear deterrence and crisis response capability, a true blueprint to a safe and secure world for the 21st century and beyond. When you consider the choice America has with Bill Clinton, there really is no choice. Not only does Clinton think that Patriot missiles, quote, go down through doors and sail down chimneys, but pigs will have wings and lions will lay down with the lambs before we ever get any clear details out of Slick Willie. Talk about a stealth candidate. Ted, just the thought of Clinton running our nation's defense should be the ultimate deterrent in any voter's mind.
Al, those Patriot games won't work. Republicans can't talk about Bush's record on the economy. It's the worst since Herbert Hoover. You can't criticize Clinton's record as governor. Even Bush once commended him on education and other issues. You can't talk about taxes. We've read George Bush's lips before. You can't even talk defense, because Bill Clinton will make a fine commander-in-chief. He's been endorsed by Admiral Crowe, the top military officer under both Reagan and Bush. Bill Clinton's defense plan looks to the future. It emphasizes rapid mobility, superior technology, cuts in Cold War relics like Star Wars and troops in Europe. Bill Clinton knows America's security depends on economic strength, too. George Bush has been AWOL for 4 years on the economy. Bill Clinton's ready to take command, Al. On Election Day, the people will promote him to Commander-in-Chief. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's role in the Iran-Contra scandal. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.